Moncrief on News Talk.
When you're an adult, it's healthy to have a good relationship with your parents, but can there be, should there be, a limit to that? Do people over-rely on their parents? Will you mind our kids? Will you give us the deposit for a house? Can I ring you 12 times a day to ask you questions about things I should have figured out by myself by now? News Talk's In My Day We Would Fight Each Other for Food correspondent Henry McKean has been out searching for these infantilised people. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And I did. I used to fight my brothers for dinner. You know, I would fight to try and get dinner.
Would your parents, like, make you fight each other for dinner?
No.
Like, there's a cake there.
We were greedy. There was enough food to go around, but we were greedy. And we just...
Boys, yeah, you know, they're always greedy.
And we had a kids' party the other day, and it was nuggets. We put the nuggets down, and the children just fought for them. It was like a proper fight.
They're savages.
But, yeah. But the thing is, I mean, we're adults now. We're grown adults. And there's so many young adults out there listening right now and their parents. And those young adults haven't grown up. I don't know what it is. I think it could be, let's just blame the parents, the adult parents, the parents in their 60s and 70s. That's what we're talking about here. Mm. Middle-aged, young, they're not young, they're middle-aged, kids just can't run their day without ringing their mum or dad. They just can't do it. They're relying. Oh, I know this because of the housing crisis. There's the whole issue of the deposit. So yeah, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And you've got older parents picking up the pieces, as you said, across the board: childcare, money, emotion, you name it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
is the parents' fault? Like the
I
older
blame the parents, the
yeah,
older parents
who didn't kind of teach them how to change a plug on a, you know, yeah, on that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, or change a tyre of a car, which I still can't do. And even though my dad did teach me, I didn't pay any attention. But
that's a key thing.
No, it is. And like that, I don't even know, do I have a spare tyre? I don't think I do. So,
well, you should check, because not all cars do have a spare tyre now.
No, I don't actually know. I'll have to look in the boot. But it's a really, really interesting one. So much so, I had to call my mum. I had to ring her. Here is my mum.
Hi there, Henry. Your mother speaking regarding whether young professionals depend too much on their parents in many ways, either by contacting them frequently or requesting a deposit for their own home or even helping with their grandchildren. Well, personally, I think I might be guilty of some of these things, but I don't care. As a mother of four sons who are now middle-aged, I have no issue with having frequent contact with them or helping them in any way I can. Maybe I'm just an Irish mother, but this suits me and I think it's good for you too, good for your mental health. Okay, dear? Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Henry's mum, I should say.
She can be your mum too if you want.
Okay, can she? Oh,
she
that'd
can.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Well, she's completely unapologetic about it.
She is a good mum. She's very, very helpful. And I shouldn't admit this. She did help me with a deposit on a flat. I paid her back every cent.
Okay, good.
I paid her back. Mm. But back in the day, what year was it? 2005. God, 20 years ago now. Mm. Right in the middle of the boom crash. Boom and then crash.
Just about to be crashed at that point.
Yeah.
To what degree, though, does your mother kind of have intervention into your life in this? Is it always invited by you, or will she sometimes turn up with?
No, she might ring me
and say, "Here's a pair of shoes."
Well, no, she might ring me and say, "Oh, I saw you on the TV. You looked a bit plump."
Your mother has been saying that for years,
which is totally fair. And she would, you know, she would ring and give advice. And, you know, sometimes I might ring her and say, "How should I do this? Should I do it like this? Should I do it like that?" But no, I mean, I don't rely on her at all, I think, in a way that so many other adult kids do. Like, so many of them, they're contacting their parents all the time and they're looking for emotional help. They're looking for money, cash, physical help, you know, lift, move house, let's get everything, you know, stuff.
I suppose that's okay. Mm. It's the emotional thing that would puzzle me a bit in the sense that you'd think if they have an emotional problem, it's kind of possibly a generational thing. You think they'd have friends who could help them, who would have more understanding of these
You would hope that they would have friends, and you would hope that the friends would help. But I think also we all know our parents will always be there for us. And I think my kids are the same. They know I'll always be there for them. And they can take advantage of that because they know it's a one-way street. And it's a little bit unfair. I did meet daughters. I met these daughters.
I speak to my mum every day. She's 82 and I just check in on her. She's on her own. So love to make sure she's okay, really. I'd like to talk to her.
So you like to talk to her. Do you rely on her? Did you ever grow up? Or is it you want to basically help her?
Do you know what? My mum's always supported me because I lost my dad quite young.
I'm sorry. And
we could be here a while.
We could be here a while. And basically, we support each other. So I'll always help her and she'll always help me. And, you know, she always gives good advice. So,
how often do you ring your mum?
I'd be on to my, like, 2-3 times a day probably.
2-3 times a day you ring your mum?
Yeah, I'd be last at it.
And I know this is a personal question. You're an adult. How old are you?
I'm 24.
And you ring her 3 or 4 times a day?
Yeah, just to check in. And then she checks in on me. So that's called towards me. But I'd call her at least 3 times a day.
And are you a big child or are you an adult? Or is it
no,
a friendship?
I'm a big child. But it is friendship too. She's your best friend.
She's your best friend?
Yeah.
And this is personal. You're a young mum. You have a mummy and you have a baby here as well.
Since I've become a mum, I've come closer to her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And especially because I have a little girl. I'd love to have the relationship with her the way I have with my mum.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, yeah.
And what about deposits for a home? Would your mum give you a deposit?
Absolutely. She'd give me a house if I wanted it. She'd give me anything. And the same with my dad as well. I'd be lost without the two of them. Now, nothing considering with him, he'd do anything for me
as
well.
Is this your partner?
Yeah, he'd do anything for me, but no, I'd always go to me mum and me dad.
There you go. The partner gets kind of overlooked there a little bit. The D says, for God's sake, Henry, I'm an OAP and I can change a tyre, change a plug, etc. I'm not useless. Thank God. Well, no one says you're not
well,
useless.
Well, that OAP is fantastic. And yeah. That OAP is probably keeping their child's life going.
But D's generation would have grown up having a feeling the need to do that. Their kids all grew up in the kind of disposable generation or just call somebody to do it for us generation. I call my mum every evening when I walk home from work and I see her at least once a week. I'd be completely lost without her. Someone else says, I rely on my parents for so much and I'm nearly 40. My dad will still load up my car with turf for the fire when I go home. I'm so grateful for them. My parents have saved us over the years several times. I'm one of 4 children and my mother has minded all the grandchildren, which enabled me to go back to work. I sometimes feel guilty because my mother has been my only childcare. But as 2 working parents, we just couldn't afford it any other way. Lads, I'm quite happy to have a strong emotional link to my kids in their 20s. I vowed not to have the emotionally void relationship I had with my father. That could be a factor because... Yeah. Those older parents now, that like with their parents, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a distance there.
There was a distance.
There was a...
You're 18. And by the way, just to say very quickly, my stepdaughter, Juliet, turns 18 today. Happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday,
and,
Juliet.
And like that, you know, I would always give as much as I can and support. But my generation, your generation, perhaps when we turned 18, you're on your own. You're gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. And sure, you wouldn't tell them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I told my parents anything about me. Like, they were down in Ballinasloe, I was in Dublin. I wouldn't have told them anything about my life.
Nothing?
No, because they wouldn't really have understood it and we'd just been a load of tutting anyway. So a lot of the time
I hate tutting. I hate it.
I hate tutting.
It's the worst. And on that, I mean, when you moved to London, did you even tell them that you were moving? Did you keep them abreast of any movements?
Well, no idea. It wasn't a complete vacuum of information, but I would... Like my mother would like they're of a generation where what they wanted to see was their children in a nice, safe, pensionable job, which I never was.
Like a civil service job.
A civil service job. Mm. Exactly. So particularly for my mother was just like every time I would talk to her on the phone, there'd be a lot of sighing.
Mm.
And her main go to question was, did you get a job yet? And she only had a narrow definition of what a job was.
I could imagine the sighing right now.
Yeah, and so I could say, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And that was meaningless to her. What she wanted to know was, have I had a job in something that she could understand?
Mm.
And if I couldn't do that, then it was failure and just a worry for her. And I was made to feel that I was constantly worrying her.
So when you were in England writing programmes and stuff, you know, did she consider that a natural job when you were making TV?
I was just in England.
It didn't count as a real job.
It wasn't a real job. No, plus also, it's her generation. She'd go down the town and people would say, what's Sean doing?
Yes.
And so she'd have to come up with some sort of form of words to explain to them and to herself.
And what would she say?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I remember once or twice that people, when I used to, like, when I was a print journalist, once or twice, people would say to her, oh, I saw your son's name in, you know, The Independent or something. You know.
And was she impressed by that?
She would have been a little impressed by that, but only for like seconds.
Yeah.
And then say, but then follow that up with, does that mean you'll get a job? As a result of that.
But so they were supportive in their own way.
Well, I wouldn't call that supportive. My parents passed away, would give anything to be able to ask them for advice, context or help. It's a privilege to have them alive. So enjoy them while they're there. Somebody else says, I'm of the generation where when I moved away from home and to a different country in my 20s, we had to write letters home. My mom kept every single one of those letters and we found them clearing out her house after she passed away.
Aww. That is sweet.
Needy adult kids are one thing, but when your 40-year-old niece and her husband ask you to show them how to change a plug, that's another thing. Gosh.
Mm. And it's a niece as well. So they're really taking liberties.
That's also like, what's wrong with their parents that they wouldn't even ask the parents? John says, you're only as happy as your least happy child. Parents die with their parenting boots on. Okay, yeah.
I think they do. Enough.
That's probably, it never goes away really to a certain extent.
So you're only as happy as your child that's the unhappiest.
Mm.
Wow, God, that's a little bit negative, isn't it? But then as a parent, you want them to be happy.
Yeah, but you'll try and fix things for them. But like they reach a point where you can't fix things for them, especially when they become adults and they're living their own lives.
And when they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them out there. And on that, you know, adult kids and older people. And I did get to actually have a chat with older people. And just to say also in today's paper, the Irish Times are talking about big cash deposits are being handed over of over €100,000. And this is pushing up prices. And basically, it's passing on the wealth. And this is squeezing the squeezed middle. And they're getting pushed out of the property ladder. Here are older people.
How often do your kids ring you?
Oh, no, they ring me.
They ring you?
Yeah.
And how often do they ring?
I'm telling you, every woman rings every week, but one of them she calls in every week, and one of them calls in, two of them call in once a week.
And when it comes to young adults standing on their own 2 feet,
they're not young adults anymore.
How old are they?
Oh, they're in their 50s.
Okay, so they're middle-aged. And does it surprise you that some parents are giving their adult kids up to €100,000 in a gift so they can buy somewhere as a deposit?
Sure you have to if you have it. I mean, you're going to give it to them anyway, aren't you?
After you die?
When you die, yeah.
Well, you might give it to a donkey sanctuary.
Yeah, right.
How often do your kids ring you?
One of them is living outside of Ireland and she phones me about once a week, but she complains that I never call her. That's because she's always busy and I'm here eagerly waiting for her call. And the other girl lives in Dublin and she calls me every day.
Every day?
Every day.
And do you think adult children should stand up on their own 2 feet or is it good that they still look out?
From my perspective, it's great that she calls me every single
you
day.
Like it.
I like it, yeah. But I do think they should learn to stand on their own 2 feet. But they can still call their mum.
And do they ring you when they're in trouble or just for a chat? Or?
Well, the one who calls every day calls just to say hi.
So a bit of gossip.
And then the other girl, no, she just... She's good. She calls when she has some free time.
And when we take young adults and deposits, this is a personal question. Did you help them with their deposit on their home?
Well, they're still students. And so, yes, I am funding their student life.
So you're funding them. Will you continue to fund them?
Afterwards, I hope they'll find jobs quickly and fund themselves.
One texter says, as a parent, I love getting a call from my children. Our family WhatsApp group is always buzzing. And no matter what age your children are, you miss them. I love getting photos and updates of their day. We are never together enough. So thank God for technology. My grandchildren live in London, but I get videos of them every day. Well, that's where the old WhatsApp group really is a boon. Has the change the plug generation never heard of YouTube? Maybe not, but maybe they've looked at it and just found it too confusing.
Yeah, or you can ring an electrician. You can wait 3 months and be charged hundreds.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Change your plug.
Or get an app. That's what it's come to.
And this isn't when you can't really blame the kids for this, but they move out of home and then, you know, the boomerang kids.
Yep.
And then they're back again.
I know. And there's so much hope. They've moved out. Fantastic. You've got that spare room. You can perhaps put a Spanish student in it or maybe turn it into an office or something. Or they move back straight in. They move right back in. And this is the thing. It's happening right across Ireland. Here is a Kerry mum and her daughter and some Limerick dads.
You've got three adult kids. How often do they ring?
Maybe 9 times a week each.
So they're always calling?
Yes.
What are they looking for?
Money.
They want cash?
Yes.
And do you give them money?
Sometimes. So I have to help them out, don't I?
And did you buy them 3 homes? Did you give them all deposits?
Not yet.
But soon?
If I can.
And do you think they need to grow up? Do you think your adult
Big
kids
time.
Need to grow up?
Big time. Especially my son, the water was brought into the bed.
And how old is he?
26.
And do you think he'll move out anytime soon?
No. Would you?
Can't afford it.
Youngsters can't afford nothing now.
And this is in Limerick?
Yeah.
Anywhere, sure. Prices up here are scandalous.
Prices in Dublin are unbelievable compared to Limerick. We went into a shop up there and something like £8 for a pint of Guinness.
And that's a lot, isn't it? That would keep any adult child at home.
Oh, I wouldn't, yeah.
How often do you ring your mum?
Probably every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
And this is your mum here. She rings you every day.
She does.
And where is home?
Kerry.
So you live in Kerry and she would ring every day. Is she a good daughter?
She's the best.
And have you moved out?
Yes, but I moved back in.
And why did you move back in?
To save money.
For the deposit? or for something else?
To go travelling.
And where do you want to go?
Australia.
Wow. And you're okay with her moving back in?
Yes, I am, yeah.
She has to be.
And how much have you saved?
Not much.
So it's hard. And will you help her with a deposit? Do you think she'll stand on her own 2 feet soon? I know she's standing there.
She will. She'll stand on her own 2 feet. Yeah.
And are they all big man children or woman children? Why don't they grow up?
I'm not a woman child. No. My brothers are. Yeah, no, but I think I'm fine.
She's very independent.
There you go. Someone says people should stop parenting their children, and they put stop in capital letters at the age of 25. Just cut
25.
Them off. Cut them off 25 or on your own.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. You're gone. That's hard to do, though, you know. Someone else says I moved out at 18. Never looked back. Overnight, I was an adult. I now have 2 children in their late 20s, and there's no sign of them moving anywhere. I wouldn't have it any other way.
So that person likes them hanging about.
Well, you see, I suspect a lot of parents do. And that's could you kind of perhaps, you know, infer that they're infantilizing, they're deliberately infantilizing
their
kids.
There's definitely that going on.
To keep them at home.
Oh, there is. And it gives that older person, that older parent, a purpose because they're still parenting, even into adulthood.
If they find them looking up that YouTube on how to change a plug, they're whipping the phone out of their hand. My parents are like children. My siblings and I do far too much for them. They make it hard for us to save, etc. I love them and they offer us support in other ways with food, last minute childcare, etc. But we pay bills, do their house maintenance, etc. It's a lot. They call on us for everything, especially how to turn on the TV. Well, that's a fair point. Probably that's kind of full circle, really, how to turn on the TV, which is extraordinarily complicated.
It is very
now.
Difficult. I'm saying that our TV is broken and my son was like, Daddy, TV's broken. And we're still trying to get the damn thing to switch back on again.
You have to get it fixed?
I have to get my mum over, I think. That's what we're
at. Would she know how to do that?
Oh, she'd be great. And my dad, they'd both be great. No, we're not going to get them over. We're trying to work it out. We're trying to sort out a new TV. We are trying. But anyway, we did speak to some experts joining us from West Cork. Here is Dr. Karen Ward, therapist.com.
I have frequently come across clients who are young people that phone their parents frequently. In my mind, too frequently. There is a fine line between a loving and healthy relationship with your parents and an over-dependency on them. Late teens, early 20s, we reach a point in our lives when we're out finding our own way in the world, fostering our independence. And of course, as we know in Ireland at the moment, that has been curtailed because many adult children are still living at home because of the housing situation. However, you can still foster your independence, but come up with perhaps new boundaries in the living arrangements. So you're not still in that teenage contacting your parents, asking for their advice on a more frequent level, but you build on your own independence, but you recognise that perhaps you are saving for the deposit for a house, or that you're relying on them perhaps for financial support for housing. It's a very individual situation, but there does come a time in every human's life where we look at our parents or whoever held those roles and we recognise that they did their best. Mightn't have been perfect, it won't have been perfect, but they did their best for us. And now it's our time to take responsibility for our own lives and to forge ahead as best as possible. And to perhaps ring your parents every few days, perhaps once a week, but to create new ways of contacting others of our same age group, our same peer group, while recognising, honouring and acknowledging that our parents have a unique relationship in our lives.
Ed says, my 19-year-old grandson rings me 2 to 3 times a week for a chat. My heart really jumps for joy when I hear from him. That's really sweet. I don't know anyone in my generation, I'm 41, who asked parents for help minding their kids. The majority of my generation were later on having kids. The grandparents aren't able to mind kids. They're done. At 41, my parents' generation were nearly finished paying the mortgage. The kids were grown or practically grown. A lot of my generation's eldest kids would be 10. We still have 22 years on the mortgage for the shoebox we call home, and everything is crap. Hooray! Okay, that's a really uplifting message. Thank you for that. Can't wait for my 3 adult kids to move out. It's a pain in the ass having them around. Need them to go to miss them, says David. And someone else says, I decided a long time ago, having listened to people give out about how much people give to their kids these days, our parents gave us as much as they could, and we do the same for ours. And if that is more, it's just that these days we have a bit more to give. And that's from a mother of 4 gorgeous boys who don't phone all the time, but enough to keep me happy. And I wish my adult son would ring me more often. Sean, if you're listening, ring your mother, says Maria. Oh, gosh. You're in trouble, Sean. That's not me, by the way. And someone else is texting in to say, you're after reminding me, I need to call me Mammy. Yeah, so you better get on that. Henry, thanks a million as ever. You have a headline there you wanted to read.
Yeah, down. So this came up here. Study finds that a phone call with your mum can reduce stress just as much as a hug. So do ring your mum.
Okay, fair enough.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.